Today's the final day of the Christmas season, so after Mass, you can take down your Christmas decorations. Hopefully you haven't done so already, but with the baptism of the Lord, we celebrate the beginning of our Lord's public ministry, and he also sets the model for our own baptisms with his example when he was baptized in the Jordan. So I want to reflect a little bit today on the significance of the sacrament of baptism. You know, baptism doesn't just wash away our sins. You know, that's part of what baptism does, but certainly that's not the entirety of it. And it's not just about calling us to a new way of living and a different moral code. You know, that's certainly part of what it means to become a Christian, but that's not at the heart of what the sacrament does. What the sacrament of baptism does is it, on a very fundamental way, changes our very identity. On the deepest level of our being, baptism changes us. You know, there is a difference between someone who is baptized and somebody who's not baptized. And we might not be able to see that just by looking at somebody, but on the deepest level of their being, there's a transformation that happens with the sacrament of baptism. And when somebody is immersed in the waters of baptism, they die. And when they emerge from the waters, they are reborn as a supernatural person, you know, a new person. St. Paul says that Christ gave himself for us to cleanse for himself a people as his own, eager to do what is good. What baptism does is it incorporates us into a new family. It brings us into the very life of the Trinity. And that's why someone, when they're baptized, you have to use the Trinitarian formula. They have to be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. You know, so what does that mean to be incorporated into the Trinity? Well, the first part of that is we become Christians. We are united to the very body of Jesus Christ, to his mystical body. And Jesus Christ is the head, and we are members, living members of his body. And so every person, when they're baptized, they become like a cell in the mystical body of Christ. And so we literally, as a church, comprise the mystical body of Christ. And when we come together to celebrate the Mass, it's an expression of our unity, that we're part of the mystical body of Jesus Christ. So that when we do kind actions, you know, when we do an act of charity, that's Jesus Christ through us ministering to the world. Because we are part of the mystical body of Jesus Christ. And when we receive the Eucharist, we eat of his very flesh and blood, and we become one with him, and he becomes one with us. In a mystical level, we are incorporated into the very body of Jesus Christ. And as part of the body of Jesus Christ, his Father becomes our Father. And so a Christian can say the prayer, "Our Father who art in heaven," because the first person of the Trinity becomes our Father when we're incorporated into Jesus Christ. We're adopted as sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father. The love that flows between the Father and Son, and this is an infinite love. You know, the way in which the Heavenly Father, as an infinite being, loves his Son Jesus Christ, his infinite love is the Holy Spirit. That love is so perfect and it is so real that it actually is the third person of the Trinity. And when we're baptized, the Holy Spirit indwells within us. So that the same Spirit that's flowing between the Father and the Son in the life of the Trinity dwells within us and flows through us. And so what baptism does is it literally elevates us into eternal life because it brings us into the very life of the Trinity, in the community of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There's plenty of people in this world that seek financial wealth as their highest priority. They want money and they want a lot of it. There's plenty of people in this world that seek physical comfort, or they seek physical pleasure as what they live for, or they seek fame. There's plenty of people that seek prominent positions in business or in other fields of expertise. But when we're baptized, we die to all those things. We die to these natural things that in the grand scheme of things are not very important at all. And when we were reborn, we're reborn as supernatural people because we are incorporated into the life of the Trinity. And there is nothing in this world that is more important or worth more than our dignity as the fact that we are members of the family of the Trinity and that we're incorporated into the Trinity. And I want you to think back for a moment. If you remember your baptism, if you were old enough when you were baptized, you can think back to that moment. If you were baptized as an infant or if it was a very long time ago, I want you to just imagine yourself back being baptized. And I want you to play in your mind for a moment the waters of baptism being poured over your head. And just as we heard the voice of the Heavenly Father in today's gospel say, "This is my beloved Son." Those are the words of the Heavenly Father when each one of us was baptized. Imagine for a second the voice of our Heavenly Father speaking, "This is my beloved Son. This is my beloved daughter." That is what we become through the sacrament of baptism. Unfortunately, out of so many people in this world, so many people have turned away from our Lord, but we have not. We have turned towards Him, and we recognize that that is something of priceless value, to be part of a family that is eternal and a family of infinite love. And if prayer for Christians is not just a method of meditation, it's not just a technique to relax and to relieve stress. It's not about finding peace and harmony with creation. It's not about self-annihilation like we find in other religions. Prayer is an expression of who we are at a fundamental level, that we are part of a supernatural family. And when we go to pray, you know, the movements of the Holy Spirit within us, uniting our prayer to the prayer of Jesus Christ, as we speak to our Heavenly Father. You know, prayer is joy because it's us expressing our relationship with our Heavenly Father and listening to Him speak His words to us. It's a movement of the Holy Spirit drawing us into the family that we were created to be a part of. St. Paul also says in the second reading today, he says that Christ gave Himself for us to cleanse for Himself a people as His own, eager to do what is good. As part of the sacrament of baptism, we are eager to do what is good. We give generously, not begrudgingly, because our Heavenly Father is generous. We live chastely, not as a burden or as something that's taking something away from us. Or we live the church's teachings on marriage and openness to life. We live those out not as a burden, but because that's what our Heavenly Father wills. And so we do so eagerly. You know, when we do corporal works of mercy, visiting those who are sick, visiting those who are in nursing home care, we do so eagerly because we recognize that our dignity is that we are members of a supernatural family and that we are part of the mystical body of Christ. And when we live lives that are good and holy, that's Christ ministering to the world through us. And so while, you know, the reality is we don't live our baptisms perfectly. You know, we still struggle with sin. But even when we struggle and we strive to live a holy life, even if we fall short, that still demonstrates an eagerness to do good, which is pleasing to our Heavenly Father. And so we should never get discouraged, but recognize that, you know, when we fall short, our desire to serve the Lord is still pleasing to Him. And when we confess our sins and when we repent of our shortcomings, that's still pleasing to our Lord. I want to end this morning with a quote from Pope St. Leo the Great. It says, "Christian, remember your dignity. And now that you share in God's own nature, do not return by sin to your former base condition. Bear in mind who is your head and of whose body you are a member. Through the sacrament of baptism, you have become a temple of the Holy Spirit."